Madison on Devil Radio in Waukesha on the Shaw. Well, some great work being done in Green Bay. In Green Bay, by the lawyer for Green Bay. I really admire this. Remember Gableman? Remember Bigfoot? Bigfoot came stumbling out of the woods and he goes, we are going to lock up the mayors of Madison and Green Bay for not kneeling down and kissing my behind. And we're going to do it right quick. And we're going to do this and we're going to do that. The lawyer from Green Bay said to Gableman, all right, you say that the legislature has deputized you to do this. Show me the document that says that. And Bigfoot shows him a document. The guy goes, this document says on its terms it ended December 31st. You're toast. Bigfoot said, Voss and I talked, and Voss told me over the phone I could keep going. And the Green Bay lawyer said, well, that's all well and good, and that and a buck will get you on the bus, but that's it, Jack. Get out of here. Get out of here. If you have a contract, a deputization by the legislature to do this, then I'll talk to you. Otherwise, get out of here. Get out of here. Gableman slunk off like a dog. Slunk off like a dog. He may go back. Voss is in a bit of a hot seat. Voss is burning through taxpayer money without authorization by the full legislature. Gave Gableman $676,000, giving Gableman $11,000 a month, his staff $20,500 a month to sit around and contemplate their navels. In Greek, that's called omphaloskepsis. That's all they're doing. They're sitting in some rented office space in secret in Brookfield, contemplating their navels. And the guy from Green Bay said, and by the way, Bigfoot, we've already given you 1,600 documents and an additional 20,000 of them in the fall. That's plenty of documents for that staff of yours at $20,000 a month to spend some time pretending to look at. Cyber Ninja. Some of the information that Gableman is seeking that he wants to throw folks in jail over has already been provided to him. He just hasn't read them, just like Voss doesn't read his invoices. He hasn't reviewed them, neither has the staff. Why are they getting $20,000 a month if they're not even reviewing what they got, threatening guys being thrown in jail for not giving them something they already got? The guy in Green Bay told Bigfoot, he says, some things I'm not going to give you are the social security numbers of voters, their dates of birth. We're not going to give you that. And we're not going to give you the source code and we're not going to give you our election equipment. And we're not going to give you the source codes that would jeopardize future elections. We'd have to throw all that stuff out like they did in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, spend millions of dollars on new stuff. And the legislature won't give us the money and they might prohibit us from doing it and say, we force you to use machines where the source code is now in Republican Party headquarters. Yeah, this is not Russia, you know. This is not China. It's not North Korea. I'm not going to do that. The other thing that Gableman did was loaded Green Bay up with so many requests, like he did the Wisconsin Election Commission, that the Green Bay lawyer said it'll take months to get all this stuff. Why don't you just come up here and camp out in our offices? Then Gableman issues subpoenas in five cities asking for their usage of Dominion voting machines. These cities did not use Dominion voting machines. Bigfoot Gableman is not doing this legitimately. He's doing it as a fake. This is a fake Cyber Ninja. They took their lessons from Arizona, where Gableman went down there. And so did a couple of hacks from the Wisconsin legislature who are Republican members of the legislature to observe Cyber Ninja. It's a picture of them. And Republicans around the country. And first their deal was, well, let's look at the paper and the ballots. If it has bamboo in it, that came from China, so it's corrupt. Well, it didn't have bamboo in it, and whatever it had, you know, there are wood products and paper. Just go up to Appleton. Go up to Appleton Paper, tell me one of these places, and watch paper being made. It's a tough process. This is frivolous. Frivolous. Then they watched ballots being put in trucks that are unmarked and sent to Montana for some reason in a secret hut, and no one knew who owned the hut. And they took some lessons from that. They said, you probably shouldn't say there's bamboo in the ballots because there isn't. And even if there was, it doesn't mean anything. Wood comes from all over the place. And you shouldn't say, another theory down there was that somebody in Italy had done a satellite to change the vote. People, even in the Republican Party, people a little on the ball are going to go, you know, that's a little weird. And you probably shouldn't take the ballots and stick them in a truck and send them over the border somewhere to a hut, okay? So Bigfoot, Gableman, nodded. He's a sly one. He nodded. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he did nod about that. So now he's going, all right, Voss, I need more money, he said to the Chippewa County Republican Party in a speech. We're spending a lot of more money. Voss refuses to turn over invoices because Voss says, I haven't read them myself. Oh, there you go. There you go. What a great defense that is. What a great defense that is. He's not reading invoices for $676,000 in an unlimited bank account for going forward out of tax dollars. Guy making $11,000 a month gets to decide how long he has the job. How long would you have the job? There's a Sherlock Holmes story, The Red-Headed League, which is great. It was a scam, but basically advertisement in the London paper. If you have red hair, show up. And you're going to get, you know, a lot of money every week just for copying the encyclopedia. And the street's full of guys with red hair, every one of them. And if you said, look, I pick you, and so how long do you want to keep? Listen, for that amount of money, I'll do it the rest of my life. The scam was there was one guy in red hair they wanted to tie him up during the day so they could dig a tunnel under his house at night and rob a bank. But read The Red-Headed League. It's terrific. Anyway, This is Trump's crowd here. Voss, Gableman, the Red-Headed League, Cyber Ninja. It's a fake, burning up a lot of tax dollars. A lot of tax dollars, and it's all fake. It's all fake, and he's up there now. And finally, the Green Bay lawyer stood up and said, great, let's see your contract, Jack. It expired a month ago. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.